Did y'all used to jump off the dock?
I don't think we ever, we did when we went all went swimming down that other, but we didn't swim too much. See, they began to put the sewer lines in up here in town, and the lake wasn't too clean to swim in up around here, up around the where we live. Mm-hmm. So we'd have to get several miles away down the lake before the lake was really clean enough to swim in.
Did the kids used to show off, like, and dive into the water?
Oh, they'd jump off and hit with their rear end and make a big splash. They still do that. kids, I guess.
Yeah. They used to turn around.
And one last dive. Like in a dive?
Yeah.
I suppose some of them did, but I never did.
What do you call a dive when you land on your stomach?
That's pancake, yeah.
Painful, mainly. Were there any cases of, like, children?
I don't remember right now of anybody dying, but we did have a very sad thing happen. A cousin of mine was down there visiting from Jacksonville, his mother's sister's boy. And they were down at Hypoluxo with the family down there. I told you about the house and the storm coming up into the house. Mm-hmm. They were out in the little rowboat swimming in the lake down there. And father and mother were sitting on, the one they were visiting was sitting there watching them. And they called them in and they said, one last dive. So they all got up on the boat to take one last dive. And this younger boy of the aunt that was visiting came up with blood spurting from his neck. And evidently, stingray, as he dove, hit him, and it just happened to hit his jugular vein. And they started wading out to him so fast as they could, but by the time they got to him and got him in, he bled to death. That was one thing that wouldn't happen in a million or two or 3 million times, but just she'd already lost one boy, and then she lost that boy. She had one son left. Well, I was telling you about the doctor bringing all the babies. This cousin, Claude, who was the mayor here, was born in June of 97. Another cousin was born the 10th of October in 97. That was the child of the couple that lived in Lake in Hypoluxo, and they lived up here for a while. And then mother's sister's oldest boy was born the 18th of October, and I was born the 21st. And then there was only one nurse. She was just a Negro practical nurse that took care of the babies. They didn't have trained nurses here then even. And she just went from one to the other. She took care of the one that was born on the 10th of October, and then she came over and took care of me after I was born on the 21st, 11 days apart. The other boy was up in Jacksonville. He was born up there. But there were four cousins born within four months of each other, 5 months of each other. And three of us within 11 days of each other.
Yeah, playmates.